I come from a farm near Gerald, Saskatchewan, which is just half an hour away from the Manitoba border. I attend school in Esterhazy, which is the potash capital of the world. So we have a lot of mines around here, as well as agriculture too. And I'm the fourth generation of my farm. We are a grain farm, and we mainly grow canola and wheat, but this year we're growing flax, which I'm very excited for because it's so beautiful. The farm right now is made up of my grandparents, my uncle, my dad, as well as my cousins and my brother, and a whole bunch of Noranda family employees.
Definitely the true definition of a family farm. You got pretty much everybody involved.
For sure.
You're involved in a whole bunch of different things, and we're going to cover them later. So the one thing that really kind of interested me was your work putting together a garden, a community garden, and that's going to get underway this year. So first off, tell us where it is and how you got the idea to start this.
The garden is on the school property. I actually am the groundskeeper for the high school in my town. I got the idea with my parents last year. We were thinking about ways we could give back to the school community that has done so much for me and my family, as well as all the students. So we got the idea to start a garden. The location is the northwest corner, and it's made up of 30 raised garden beds, which are made out of recycled IBC totes. We chose to do that because that way they'd have their own water reservoir throughout the summer. And it's right beside our football field, which just got a brand new irrigation system 4 years ago. So the location is there so we can tie in irrigation for that. We have a club set up at school, so students are involved in planning and learning about how things are grown. And we are planting the garden currently, and we're planting on Wednesday, the 21st of May. So I'm very, very excited.
What is going in the ground?
We're going to plant a wide variety of things. It'll be mainly for our cooking class, as well as some families in the community that struggle with food security. During the summer, there'll be things like lettuce, which is renewable, that families can have access to. But we'll also plant a mixture of things like potatoes and carrots and cucumbers, just so that kids can have the opportunity to have access to them during the fall, but also they can learn about things like with cucumbers, there could be a class in pickling for the cooking class at school.
Do you have experience with gardens on your own farm?
Yeah, actually, I've been growing gardens since I was little with my mom. I actually did not like gardening growing up at all until probably 3 years ago when we switched to raised beds, which are so much easier to plant in. I don't mind gardening now, but I despise picking raspberries.
That's difficult work, and weeding potatoes on your hands and knees, that can also be not the greatest thing. I remember that from when I was young. The other thing that you mentioned in your video was an outreach program that you have on the family farm. Tell us a little bit about that and explain what that's all about.
So it's actually not on my family farm. It's on a piece of land around the Stockholm area, around the Stockholm school. Kids from Stockholm and Esterhazy High School in the junior end get the chance to go out and participate in the Day of Harvest. They learn about how their food is grown and gathered and stored and delivered to market. There's also booths there where kids can learn how to make their own hummus, and Mosaic comes and sets up a booth to teach about how potash is important and how fertilizer helps plants grow, as well as there's also a petting zoo made up of farm animals. So kids really just get to experience farming and all of the wonderful things it has to offer.
Another thing you've been working on is lobbying to get some agriculture courses in your school division. Any luck with that?
This is a new program called the Student Summit Program. And it's for the Good Spirit School Division, and I was asked to be a representative for my school. And basically, what happens is the students get together from all over the division. So we meet with schools from Yorkton and Melville, and students in our schools are personally interested in. So I did a survey in my school to see what classes students would be interested in, and there was a lot of a positive response towards agriculture. So I've been bringing that up with the Student Summit, as well as with my principal, and she is really behind the idea. Another thing is that the idea is that the school garden would also help with that when the course does come along, because then students can do things like soil testing and weather watching just to kind of simulate an actual growing season.
So you're in grade 12 right now. You're going to be graduating very soon. What's the plan? You've got a $6,000 scholarship. I'm assuming you've got university plans all ready to go. What are they?
I will be following in my dad's footsteps and attending the U of S, get a degree in agribusiness. I hope to major in agronomy and minor in agribusiness. My mom also was alumni, and she has an English degree, which is not where I'm going. But my two sisters are also there right now. One's in medicine and the other's in education. And my brother also attended there briefly before he started trade school to become a heavy-duty mechanic. So U of S has always been something that I've wanted to do. It's been my plan since I was 7 years old to attend. And I've just grown up hearing wonderful stories about being in agro and the sense of community that you find there. So I'm very excited. And then hopefully come back to the family farm.
In Saskatoon here, we're really excited to have you. You're very well spoken, Abby, and very deserving of this scholarship.
Thank you so much.